Wyoming and the country of Japan are working out a relationship over coal. Wyoming wants to export that coal, and Japan wants to buy it. Both want to figure out an affordable way to clean up coal emissions, too. Inside Energy's Madeline Beck reports on how this mutually beneficial relationship is facing challenges on all fronts.
Modern country music plays at an event center in Gillette, Wyoming, as everyone settles in. The meeting is meant to hash out how Japan and Wyoming will work together on a future for coal. As the music fades out, the speeches begin.
Coal is a valuable resource, and its value needs to be recognized.
That's Wyoming Governor Matt Mead. After he spoke, the president of a company called J. Coal came on. His name is Osamu Tsukumoto. Thanks for coming together, he said, and was glad there was an interpreter handy. J. Coal is Japan's Coal Energy Center, a government-mandated group promoting the use of coal. Wyoming wants new markets for its coal as the U.S. uses less. Japan is looking towards coal after the Fukushima meltdown, which caused public opinion to turn against nuclear and prompted the shutdown of many plants. Here's an NPR News clip.
Thousands of people have taken part in recent anti-nuclear protests, a rare display of mass anger in this culturally conformist nation.
But getting coal to Japan faces a big hurdle that just got a lot bigger. Washington State. In late September, regulators there denied a key permit for a coal export terminal. But then there's the other part of the Japan-Wyoming partnership that is moving forward: collaboration over carbon capture. In the aftermath of the nuclear plant's shutdown, Japan's carbon emissions and energy costs have shot up. That's according to the International Energy Agency. And the country is still trying to meet its goals for the Paris Climate Accord. The island is investing in renewables, but in the near term, renewables won't be enough.
To stabilize their grid, they're going to need something else.
That's Rob Godby, a University of Wyoming economist. To fill the energy gap where its nuclear once was, Japan is building efficient, carbon-capturing, coal-burning power plants. But there's a problem.
They're just a much more finicky, potentially a much more difficult form of technology to manage and to keep running. So all of these things mean that they're planning on building a very high-cost technology.
So Japan is collaborating with Wyoming to find ways to more cheaply capture carbon. And the centerpiece of Wyoming's efforts is the Integrated Test Center, currently under construction outside Gillette. I went there with Jason Beggar.
Kind of the Western way to describe it is think of an RV park for technologies.
Beggar is the executive director of the Wyoming Infrastructure Authority. He's overseeing the construction of this site, which is basically just gravel pads that will eventually have utility hookups for research structures or pop-up buildings and a vent of coal emissions from the neighboring coal-fired power plant. The vision is that this will eventually become an international research center for clean coal technologies. Governor Mead is a big proponent of Wyoming innovation on this issue, but he welcomes help.
It's of great interest to us for other partners around the planet to be working on this very issue. I mean, and if they solve it, that's great. It just needs to be solved.
Why? If carbon capture gets cheap, it could create a bigger market for Wyoming coal around the world. Most countries have signed on to the Paris Climate Accord and need to reduce carbon emissions. But carbon capture has an investment problem.
That is the hurdle.
That's Godby again.
The bottom line is we're off to a late start, and we've got a lot of ground to make up if we're going to continue to use things like coal or natural gas.
Despite these challenges, Godby sees the potential in the Wyoming-Japan partnership. He says any headway the team makes could be a big deal.
It's not going to solve all of our problems, but it's one opportunity that we should probably try to take advantage of if it materializes.
What needs to materialize for much of this to work is that coal export terminal. The company behind the Washington State Terminal says it will fight the state's decision, and that fight will have support from coal country, Japanese officials, and Wyoming Governor Matt Mead.
We know we must continue to develop coal not only for Wyoming and U.S., but for the world.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Madeline Beck.